Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. As we begin this episode of The Word Works, I want to make you aware of a technical issue that came up. For some reason, I was not using the microphone that you hear now. I was actually, my voice was totally turned almost in the opposite direction of the microphone that was being used. But we felt like the teaching was such that we needed to go ahead and include it in these podcasts. So please excuse our technical challenge on this episode and the next episode, and we plan to have this situation remedied after these two episodes. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your love, your goodness, and your mercy. We thank you, Father God, that you provide revelation knowledge by your Spirit, far beyond the words that I speak. And the Holy Spirit infuses those words within our spirits so that we may renew our minds. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for that. And we thank you for your hand on us and your Spirit within us. In Jesus' name, amen. We're in a series on prayer now, and this is exciting. This could go for a while, so we may interrupt this series from time to time, like we may do today a little bit, and look at a couple of scriptures as the Lord just kind of shows me or really received from when reading the Word or hearing the Word. And these are recorded sometimes weeks in advance and sometimes right before they're due out. So we'll just see where this goes as we progress in this series. But before we get into more types of prayers, I want to read from Colossians chapter 3. You know, Colossians 3 is one of my favorite passages of Scripture. And I love Colossians. And I want to read from the King James first, and then we'll get into the Passion Translation, which is something I read recently, a particular passage. But Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. I want to stop right there. I know we've taught on this before, and probably even read some of this from the Passion before, but I want to look at something, and this all, of course, ties into prayer, but let's follow this in the Passion Translations, Colossians 3, starting with verse 1. We'll see where we go from here. Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. Isn't that wonderful? I love the way that reads. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above, for that's where Christ sits, enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. Yes, he is. Praise God. And he has the preeminence. Hallelujah. I threw that in there. That's from another verse. Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm, and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. I believe we said Barclay said that we should do that. We should look at the heavenly realities and not the earthly trivialities. That's what we've called our teaching letter for so long, is heavenly realities. And notice this. It says not the distractions of the natural realm. There's so many distractions in the natural realm when we start to move into the Word and we start to move on faith, move in faith, and move in prayer, that will try to distract us. But we need to focus our attention on the heavenly realities and not the earthly trivialities or the distractions of the natural realm that actually can become lies and steal the Word from us. Your crucifixion, the next verse 3 says, your crucifixion with Christ has severed the tie to this life. You know, the Passion footnote says, your death and your life are both hidden with the Messiah in God. Your death and your life are both hidden with Messiah in God. Praise God. We've severed the tie to this life. And now our true life is hidden away in God, in Christ. You know, when the distractions of this world come, I know recently I was standing in faith, and I know you've been standing in faith in different areas of your life. And as we progress, as we walk in faith, sometimes the lies come and we find ourselves actually fighting in the flesh, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5 says, "But they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination, every high thought that brings itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." And I found myself in this battle of faith. I mean, I was just struggling with the natural realm, the lies that were coming against my body. And my wife was trying to encourage me. I was trying to stand on the Word, and I just had to keep going back to the Word, going back to the Word, going back to the Word, and said, "This is a lie. The symptoms that are coming against me are a lie, but the Word is the reality. The Word is the truth. And I've severed the tie to this life or this lie in that situation." And that really helped me refocus during the process. It really did. Thank God for that. And the next verse says, "And as Christ himself is seen for who he really is, who you really are will also be revealed. For you are now one with him in his glory." Praise God. Let's read on in verse 5. And the Passion calls this the new creation life. "Live as one who has died from to every form of sexual sin and impurity. Live as one who died to diseases." Oh my. "Died to diseases and desires for forbidden things, including the desire for wealth, which is the essence of idol worship." You know, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. It's not wrong to have wealth, but the desire for wealth is what the problem comes, where the problem comes in. Verse 6 says, "When you live in these vices, you ignite the anger of God against the acts of disobedience," or it's like against the sons of disobedience. I don't want to walk as the sons of disobedience. Verse 7 says, "That's how you once behaved. That's how you once were. That's how you once did it." Verse 10 says, "For you have acquired new creation life." I love that. "Which is continually being renewed in the likeness of the one who created you, giving you the full revelation of God. In this new creation life, your nationality makes no difference, or your ethnicity, education, or economic status. They matter nothing. For it is Christ that means everything, as he lives in every one of us." And thank God he does. When we ask Jesus into our heart and life and make Jesus the Lord of our life, he lives in us, the new creation life. And that's the kind of prayers we need to pray. New creation prayers. Wow, I didn't know that we were going that way, but thank you, Holy Spirit. We need to tap in to the new creation and who we are. I want to go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and look at verse 16 and 17. We know verse 17 talks about the fact that we're a new creation in Christ. "All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." But let's look at verse 16. You know I've been almost harping on this with people, and I know they're probably getting tired of hearing it. But and on the podcast, I've mentioned it. And I want to read it again. It's just what it affects the way we pray. It colors, so to speak, or sets a pattern for the way we can pray. 2 Corinthians 5:16. "So then, from now on, we have a new perspective that refuses to evaluate people merely by their outward appearances. For that's how we once reviewed the Anointed One. But no longer do we see him with limited human insight." We don't see him that way, and we shouldn't see people that way. So when we pray, you know, I've heard people say we stand in faith from the viewpoint of victory. And we should pray from the standard and the viewpoint of victory. And we should pray for other people, seeing them the way God sees them, and refuse to evaluate them by the flesh. Sometimes that's hard to do, you know. But when we're praying for situations, if we see someone who needs to be saved, why don't we approach them the way God does? He sees them saved. And we thank you, Father, you know, that, Lord God, this person is open to receiving what you have and for them, and we thank God for their salvation. Instead of saying, "Oh God, what they're doing, how bad they are." But I love this verse because it just encompasses so much. We stop looking at people and evaluating people by their outward appearances. And that's what I've got to do. That's what you've got to do when it comes to sickness and disease, when it comes to walking in faith. Because the outward appearance or the outward situation of this life is something we've severed the tie to. Amen? As we just read over in Colossians 3. We now have a new creation mentality, a new creation perspective of prayer. So let's look at it differently. We're a new creation, and we're believing God for new creation realities to become real in our life. And we're appropriating those realities in our life. You may not feel righteous, but when you pray, if you sin, go before the Lord in prayer, according to 1 John 1:9, and confess that sin before Him, and understand you're still the righteousness of God, you're just out of fellowship with Him. So you're approaching the prayer and of sin, or forgiveness of sin, from a new creation perspective. Praise God, I pray you got something out of this. Mix it with faith, because I'm mixing it with faith, and Kenneth Hagin used to say, I've preached myself happy. I mean, this is good stuff. The Word is good. And I want to approach my life from that of a new creation, not an old son of disobedience. Praise God. Hallelujah. And as we do that, then the old creation, or the old creation, the old man, the old woman, the old way of living, is all of a sudden it starts falling off from us. I know that happened to me when I was in the world doing drugs and such. I can't say I was physically addicted, but I was emotionally, psychologically addicted to some drugs, to the feeling that came along with it, to that perspective, to that lifestyle. But the more I got in the Word, the more things began to fall off. And I'm sure the same is true with you in areas of your life. So let's approach prayer. And as we move into these next types of prayers, one of them is the prayer of salvation, let's approach these from a new creation perspective, and not condemning people. You know, I'm really impressed right now. I'm going a little bit beyond my time here, but I'm impressed right now that maybe there's someone who's come against you in your life, or there's some sort of situation that's come against you that's standing in the way of you progressing in God. Let's believe God, and let's pray together right now, and let's let the Lord lead us in this prayer from a new creation perspective. Father God, we thank you for your love and your goodness and mercy. We pray for people who are come against us with words or with actions or with judgments. We forgive them right now, and forgive us, Lord God, according to 1 John 1:9, for holding on to any bitterness or bitter root judgments against ourselves or against some other people. And Father God, we thank you that we are forgiven, they are forgiven. We release them in Jesus' name. We release them from whatever has been holding them in bondage and whatever is holding us in bondage. And we thank you, Father God. I pray right now for anyone who's dealing with sickness or disease or any situations that are standing against them from growing in the Word. And I pray, Lord God, that you allow them to see from the perspective of your own Son, Jesus, and the way he handled people on earth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Show us, lead us, guide us as we stand on the Word of God, the eternal Word of God, the Word of faith, which is in our hearts and in our mouth, that we sever the ties of the natural realm and we hold on to the ties of the heavenly realities. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.